suddenly they turn the lights off. Oh, just wanted to give you a Chicago. I saw this thing that so from the Shira Panovich, the Darwin Tarasky's all his own time. He was describing the escape. His father, great guy in the Tzadik of David Pavarsky, said, the Tzadik of Kosh Lavrocha, smuggling the family, Poland, Russia, and up in Vilna with many of the Bnei Yeshivas. And they saw how Gabarel said that he noticed a change in his father's ways when they were on the run, when they were in Vilna. Usually by the Shabbos table they sang a little bit of news. But when they were in Vilna, when they were running away, there was a lot of news. His father of David, David was marach with zmiris, with a lot of zmiris. And he later on explained to Averro, why was that? Why was there more zmiris than usual than back home? So David Pavarsky told his son that I didn't know what was going to be with us. And I wasn't sure if the children were going to be together with me again. I didn't know what was going to be with our family. I didn't know if the time would be again where we'd be together. So I wanted that there should be a lot of Zmiris, because Zmiris, the singing on Shabbos, leaves the children with a regish, with a feeling of being Jews. And I wanted to make sure to leave them with that regish. So I want to thank. I want to thank the Chevra for helping us to strengthen our feelings, our regish. Hashem is Baruch should give them the kaiches and all of us that we should be able to sing together in Yerushalayim.
Amen.
So I want to thank the sponsors, Roni and Yocheved, Reuven and Mandy, Yeshua, Rivka, Michael Mishpacha. You should always hear the service tigers, and you should hear foolish Yeshua's and the Chalmers to call Yisrael.
Amen.
Harashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Harashbi is the Rosh Hateilis Yushpa Shefa Rav B'chol Ha'olams. Through Rabbi Shimon, is Yushpa Shefa Rav B'chol Ha'olams. Is a Shefa that's pouring into the world this moment. We're connecting with the Yidden that are still dancing in Meiron. Actually, Ador Chani, I think, is there. What's this Indian of Rabbi Shimon? We don't find by any of the Tanoim, Amaroim, and even by the others, by the Imahos, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't see such an Asik, such a big Indian, when it comes to the Yahrzeit, when it comes to the Hilula of these Tzadikim. And they didn't go out on Lag BaOmer, which is the minig, to go out to places, to the fields, to dance Berachayv Shalpir. During the time of Sfiras HaOmer, this Tkufa of Sfiras HaOmer, as everybody knows, is a time of din. It's a time where we would think it would be more appropriate, Leich Ami Boy B'Chaderecho Skor D'Loscho, as the Navi says, come, my nation. Don't come into the room and close the door. Something happens. By Rabbi Shimon, the door bursts open. And we run, and we dance. What is the inyan of Rabbi Shimon? Just a little bit, the inyan of Rabbi Shimon. Of course, it's impossible. The Nakuda Pnimus. You know where the name Zoya comes from? Sefer Zohar. In the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Nos on Kuf Chav Dal and the Geis Rai Mehimne. The Zohar Kodesh brings from the end of Sefer Daniel, the last parak in Sefer Daniel. Vamaskilim Yavim. Those who are wise will understand. Misitra Dabina. Those who are wise, who have a neshama that comes from that world of Bina, of deep understanding. The Iyu Ilona Dechaya, which is the tree of life. The Ginayu Itma, regarding such people of wisdom, who connect to the tree of life, whose souls come from the side of understanding of Bina. The Pasuk says, Vamaskilim yaziru kezoyar harakim. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky. Bahai chibura diloch. And the tzaddikim, the chabura, the chavraya kadisha, Rabbi Shimon's students said, "Bahai chibura dilach, Rabbi, with your chibur, with your sefer, the iu sefer hazoya, min zayhara diima ilah, that is the shining light, the zayhara, the zayha of ima ilah, of the supernal mother." Of that koyach that's called Ima Ilah. Tshuva. We have the power to return to Hashem. Bileim latzarach nisayim. And Rabbi, we don't need any nisyanus. We don't need to go through the difficulties of Golus. We don't need anything else in the world. Because if we have the Zohar Kodesh, with the Ginda Asid in Yisrael, Lemita Milona Dechai, in the future and the end of time, those who are wise will cling to the tree of life, to taste from the tree of life. And what is the tree of life? Lemita Milona Dechai, the Ilhai Sefer HaZoya. The tree of life is the Sefer HaZoya. And Yafkin bein the Galusa Barachme. The Yafkin bein the Galusa Barachme. That we're going to leave Golas Barachme. Yafkin bein the Galusa Barachme. That with the Sefer Hazoya, we're going to be able to leave Golas, the Jewish people as a people, and each person, his or her Golas. Barachme. With compassion, with love. What is this? On our level, obviously, this is Hamaskilim Kazoya Rakia is talking about wise people, about tzaddikim, and we yasma the yasma, the end of time, trying to have a connection to the tree of life, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh. That the end of time in particular, especially now, these last few minutes before Geula, before Mashiach, Jews are going to cling to the Zohar HaKadosh, to Rabbi Shimon. There was never such an inyan, even though in earlier years, there was a Hilula, but it was never ever like now. So therefore we have a need to understand on our level what is this madrega that's called Ima Ila, our mother, our exalted mother, Ima Ila. To understand on our madrega what that means. I was with some chaverim for Akwe on Thursday night. We went over a little piece of Gemara in Tanis, at the bottom of Chof Mer Aleph. Amar de Gemaisa, we spoke about it earlier, different years. Amaisa there with Rebbe Lozer Brebshim. Rebbe Lozer, the son of Rebbe Shimon Vayachar. Now you remember the Rebbe Lozer, even on the 13th year when they came out of the cave, the Rebbe Lozer's eyes were still burning the world. Rebbe Lozer was still destroying the world. He couldn't bear a world that wasn't perfect. He couldn't bear a world that didn't see the truth. He couldn't bear a world. There was a world, and back then it was much greater than our world. So that same Rebbe Lozer Reb Shimon, Gemara tells us in Tanis, but he was coming back from the base rabbi. He had been learning Torah for a long time. And he was in an exalted state. He had been learning so much. And it says he was going for a tiyul by the water. And his damali or the mechad, there was no other mechad, there was some person that came over there. And this person was very ugly. And Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon commented how ugly this person is. Kama mechua isa ish. Shema kol b'nei yircha mecha'orin kemoyscha. Maybe you come from a place where everybody is ugly. So what does that mean? So I explained on Thursday night, the Psodek HaKayin, other tzaddikim tell us that of course Rebbe Lozer Reb Shimon wasn't talking about the physical appearances. Rebbe Lozer Reb Shimon doesn't care about how people look. When they came out from the cave, we know from the Maisa there in the Gemara in Shabbos, because Ben Yor and Rebbe Shimon, when they went to wash from all of the years, that Rebbe Shimon himself, and must be Rebbe Lozer also, they were coached from head to toe with welts, with all kinds of horrible mumen. We're not talking here about a kiyur and ugliness of this world. The Kohen explains that Blazer Reb Shimon, who had been learning so much, saw when he looked at this Jew, he saw in him an ugliness inside. Could be he was beautiful on the outside. On the inside he was mechu'ar, he was ugly. So maybe, Rebbe Lozer Reb Shimon said that maybe you come from a place of difficult people, and maybe the Bnei Yircha had ashpa on you. What happened to you that you became so ugly? You became so defiled. Like we say in the Tefillah Zaka before Kol Nidre, from the Chayav, like me and Mahon will have to say, we're shocked at ourselves. We don't understand. What happened to us? How did we become so ugly from head to toe? What happened to us? Hashem has brought sent us into the world clean and pure. So Blazer of Shimon said, what happened to you? How did you become so ugly? So everybody knows that this person answered, Rashi Tosis bring it, it was on the Anavi, disguised. And he answered, Eini Yodea. I don't know. I can't explain this. Elalech ve'amor lo'unim shasa'ani. Why didn't you go and tell the artist who made me? Kama mechua klizeh shasisa. How disgusting, how ugly is the kli that you made. I said, Rebbe Lozer Reb Shimon, With Mishnateach, he threw himself on the floor before this Jew. And he was begging him for Mechila. And the whole story there, at first, he didn't give him Mechila. The whole story, what happened, you look in the Gemara. In the end, after all of that, and the person insisting, I want you to go and tell the artist who made me how ugly I am. How did you make someone, how did you make something so ugly in the world? After all of that, Reb Lozer Ben Shimon went to the Bismedrash. And he darshened, and he said, La'olam yehei adam roch kakone v'al yehei koshe ke'eretz. La'olam, a person should always be soft and gentle like the reed by the water. V'al yehei koshe shouldn't be hard like an eretz, like a cedar tree. L'fichach, and because the kone is gentle and goes in the wind, that because of that, Zocher Kona Lidl Hemena Kulmus. The quill, the pen, is made Luchtai Beis Sifrei Torah Tfilin Mezuzos. To write Sifrei Torah Tfilin Mezuzos. La'olam Yehei Odom Rach Kekona V'Yehei Koshe Ke'eretz. The Suf Metzadik, who I mentioned earlier today, with Motel Zilberzog Gesund sein, that he says the following pshat. He said that Reb Lozer Reb Shimon had been learning a lot of Torah, the Gemara says. And says in the Gemara also, Lutheran Rashi, that he was feeling in a certain way, a certain pride. Again, we're not talking about people like us. We're talking about a Tana. On his Madrega, with all of that Torah that he learned. And he saw an ugliness in this person deep inside. And there's no question that he had the eyes to see that, because his eyes were so exquisitely sensitive to any tiny little deformity in the world. Just as we know from what happened when he left the cave. And everybody knows that each and every Jew is a letter in Hashem Yisbach's Torah. Yisrael is the Oisius, Yesh, Shishim, Riboy, Oisius, LaTorah. Everybody knows. And when we daven, B'sein Chalkeinu, B'ser Esecha, we're asking Rebbeinu Shalom, show me, help me to understand what is my ice, what's my letter in your Torah. Well, who am I? What is my ice? Like we were talking about a little bit before Mincha. Who am I? What's my letter in your Torah? And the tzaddikim ask, why is it that each person, each Jew, is given a letter in Hashem's Torah? Which, as you know, is not the exact cheshbon. And the Tzlach and the Yeshua and others discuss this. But why were we given a letter in the Sefer Torah? Why not a word? Wouldn't it be easier to understand? Wouldn't we be able to figure it ourselves better? Because clearly there's no question each and every one of us in some mysterious way. We have a shaykhah to that ice. So why not a word? Why not a teva? This Sefer told us, oh, then why not in that book of man, which is the Torah? Why not each one of us? Why not each and every one of us given a word in Hashem's Torah? So be bigger. There's room, there'll be more room for each one to have a word. Why the tzimtzum? Why the kapness? Why the smallness that each person, each and every Jew gets a letter in Hashem's Baruch's Torah? So you have to say that it must be a maila. That there must be a mila of a letter, of an ice, that makes it infinitely greater than a word. What is the mila of the ice? What makes it greater than the word? And the answer is, the greatness of the letter is that we don't understand it. A word we understand. A word is limited to what that word says, to what the Aisi is combining to create. And it's kept within the borders of that particular definition of the word. An ice, a letter, it has a shape, it has some form, but it has no explanation, it has no meaning. And as Swarm said, because the aura, the light of the Isis, of each ice is so great, it comes from a madriga that's so high and so great that it's impossible to understand just this ice what it is. So Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon learned a lot of Torah. And learning a lot of Torah is a gewaltige thing, it's the purpose of our lives. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon had deep, deep understanding, but not even mastic what that means, but Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon had deep understanding in the words of Torah, in the teivos of Torah. And he looked upon this Jew, at Zebrachene Kaili, he looked upon this broken Jew, this Jew whose life, according to how it looked, whose life was filthy, whose life was polluted and empty. And Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon was looking, and he saw the words. And with the words that Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon had been learning all that time in his Rebbe's house, he came to that limited, confined, mitzumtzum dikeh perish of what this yid is. And in a word, he was mechu'ar, mechu'ar, ugly. Mechu'ar, mem chav vav ayin reish, mechu'ar. But Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon and his madrega didn't see the Isis. He learned the Torah as far as the Tevis, the words are concerned, he understood the words. He was a Gadol Hador in the understanding of the words. Some of us have also sat at the feet of teachers in Rebbeim who were great, great in their understanding of words of Torah, but didn't always understand my eyes. Didn't necessarily understand the Oisius, the letters. So what does this Jew answer? Rebbe, he says, Lech ve'amor l'umon she'asa'an. He doesn't say, go to the chacham who made me. He says, go to the umon, to the artist who made me. Now you know, Talmud Chacham is not called an umon. You know who's called an umon? A sofer is called an umon. A cipher, the art of a cipher, is the art of the ices. A cipher spends his life, a scribe spends his life, each ice with the letters, with the ices. So this person tells Reb Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Lech l'uman, lech ve'emel l'uman shal so'an. Go and tell the artist who inscribed deep inside of me that ice, that letter in his Torah, that is the root of my existence, that with all of my ugliness on the outside, and with all the ugliness that you, Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon, with all of your greatness that you've seen in the teva and the words of my life, with your understanding of words that you missed. And Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon goes to Beis Medrash and he darshens, Lefichach zochet kone lito hemena kulmas. Therefore, la'olam a person should be rach, should be gentle and soft like a kone. They be gentle and soft. You can't always touch up a Jew with your brain. You can't always figure out a Jew just with your intellect. And not to be kosher ke'eretz.
And what Rabbi Shimon says, and that's why the kana is used to make the quill with which we write, with which the sofer writes a heteret tefillin mezuzin, with which he writes the oisius, the letters, the umen, the sofer, the lev rach, the gentle heart, the oisius. I mentioned a few times in the years in the Smedrish that some years ago I spoke during the summer, and I spoke in a different place in a bungalow colony to a bigger sefer of Noshim Tzadkanim. And there was one woman after the shiur wanted to share with me something about her grandmother, who was a survivor. She said that as a child, she always saw that when her grandmother would daven, she would have her fingers, she would have on the siddur, and she would hold her finger over the siddur, over the machzor, and every once in a while, every minute or two, she would put her finger in the siddur. She would touch the machzor. And when she got a little bit older, she said she asked her grandmother, what is that she's always doing with her finger? Back into the siddur, back into the machzor. What is that? So her grandmother said to her, I don't understand the words. I never went to school. I never went to any Beis Yaakov back then. I don't know the words. There's only one word here, honestly, that makes sense to me. When I see the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, when I see Hashem's name, every single time that I see that word, Yud Kei Vav Kei, your Elohim, when I see Hashem's name, I want to be able to touch that name of Hashem, the Isis. I want to touch the Isis. I don't understand words, I only understand letters. That, for people like us, is the beginning of understanding the eyes of Ima Ilah. Leivrach, to have a gentle heart, to see children with a heart, like Aaron HaKayin. Because Aaron HaKayin had the softest, gentlest heart in the world. He couldn't bear when Jews were not getting along with each other. Aaron was Oyer Sholem, Reuter Sholem, Oyer is Abris, Umekarvan Latoyra. We have no understanding what he means, Umekarvan Latoyra. He would bring their Isis together in the Torah. Umekarvan Latoyra. He would help a Jew understand by looking at a Jew with love, by being a Jew that's Rav Kit Kamen. This is what our generation needs, the eyes of Rabbi Shimon, the Koyach of Ima Ilah, the Kedusha of the Oisius. It's an umnus, it's an art. It's not a matter of brilliance, of understanding in such a way. The Zohar is talking about the Madreg of Ima Ilah. A maskilim yaziru gezoyer akiyah by chibur dilach yusayv azoyim in zoyhar diime ilah tshuv is the midah of bina of the mother who understands the oisius. So the fellow says to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, I know you, I'm ugly, I'm not arguing with you. Lech ve'emel ha'umim shalasa'an. Go and tell my mother how ugly I am. The Uman is the Oisius Ima. Uman is Oisius Oimenes. Like the mother who nurses the child is an Oimenes. Ima, Ilah. Roch Karkonen, who understands, who's not trying to explain the word of my life, that my friends don't understand, my Rebbe doesn't understand, my father doesn't understand, but my mother understands the Isis of who I am. And now we can understand what the Sfar regulation tells us, that Lamed Gimel Ba'aymer, Lag Ba'aymer, is Gal einaiva beat rabita niflois mitarasacha. It says in Pasuk, Gal einai, show, reveal to my eyes that my eyes should see. Gal is Isis Lama Gimel. Gal einaiva beat niflois mitarasacha. I should be zayich to see, to look upon, to gaze upon the wonders of your Torah. I mentioned over the years, Tver Shleimus Chusi, when it says over here, Niflos is the two words, Nofal Ois, Gal Einai. Rabbi Shalom, I'm asking you, I'm looking at my children, I'm looking at my students, I'm looking at my friends, I'm looking at myself. Gal Einai. Give me the eyes of Rabbi Shimon to be able to see with the koyach of Imei Law. And what's that? Nofal Ois mi Terasecha. Niflos means that there's a letter of your Torah that's fallen. This Jew who's ugly. The ugliness in myself. It's not Chalila because Be'etzma, I'm bad. The artist who made me knows that deep inside of me I'm good. Nofal Ois. A letter is suffering. A letter has fallen. The eyes of Rabbi Shimon, when they came out from the cave, the 13th year, the eyes of Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says, everywhere that Rabbi Elazar had Shimon, everywhere Rabbi Elazar was destroying with his eyes, where he wanted to destroy, with his eyes of perfection, with his eyes that looked at the words of the world. Rabbi Shimon looked at everything and he saw the letters. And wherever Rabbi Elazar had Shimon was burning and destroying, Rabbi Shimon by Yochai was healing. Nofal Ois. In the Lamatech Ben Aginus, there are 49 words that correspond to the 49 days of the Omer. Those who are in the Sfarim are familiar with this. And the 33rd word, Lamed Gimel, Lag Ba'Omer, the Lamatech, the 33rd word, is Elokim. And the Arizal taught that the Kavona of Lag Ba'Omer is Elokim Chai. And Elokim, you know, means a person goes through sometimes difficulties and did. Elokim is Lag Ba'Omer, Elokim Chaim. It says in Sfarim that Elokim is the Oisius Ein, Aleph Men, Mother, Lamed Hey Yud. Lamed Hey Yud is the Rosh HaTevis, Leida, giving birth. Heroyim, to be expecting. Yenika, to nurse. Zayhara, the Ime Ilah. That's the whole Indian, the pnimius of Lag Ba'Omer of Rabbi Shimon, is to see things in that way that a mother sees things. With the Isis. And then we understand Rabbi Shimon's name Shimon. The Shirish, the root of that name Shimon, is Kishama Hashem Kisnua Anaichi. Lei Menu said, only Hashem knows. She names the child Shimon. Because Hashem knows, Kishama Hashem, Kisnua Anaichi, how despised and hated I am. And on a deeper level, how much I hate myself. And Lei Yimeinu, the Alma des Kasi, is the world of concealment that's hidden and that's covered. Lei Yimeinu is the mother of all Jews who are covered and who are concealed. All Jews at the end of time, the world of Tavad Malki Mashiach on the outside. We don't see the tzidkis. And Lei Yimeinu says, Kishama Hashem, only Hashem knows, Kisnua Anaichi. I'm living in a world and people don't understand the Isis, they don't look at the Isis. The letters of Lei Yimeinu are hidden and are covered. The Koyach Rabbi Shimon. The Koyach Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says, Tairosai Umunasa. His Torah was an Umnas. Rabbi Shimon didn't just learn Torah. Rabbi Shimon's Torah was an Umnas. He was an Umman. He was an artist. He counted the Isis. He understood the letters. He was in the world of Imei Law, of Gal Einai, to be able to see a Jew the way that a mother sees a Jew. The way that every mother sees a child. You know, you have all these things. I remember as a kid, you'd see on the news, there'd be some guy that just killed 40 people. Some guy killed my mom. He killed his entire village or something. And then they're speaking to his mother on the television. And he says, I don't know, Johnny's such a good boy. He's such a good boy. And she means it earnest. She really means it. To most people, are you kidding, Mrs. Osobi? Are you kidding? He probably, when he was a year and a half, he was already, like, you know, putting cats into fire and blowing up dogs. And he got only here first. He graduated to human beings when he got older. And she says, he's such a good boy. I don't understand. He's such a good boy. And she means it. Tarasu Manasa. The gal, Einai, gal also means a wave. And it also says in Tillim, Kol Mishbarecha Vigalecha Olai Avaru. Jews who say King Kol, you know that pasuk. You say Tillim, you know that pasuk. Kol Mishbarecha Vigalecha Olai Avaru. It means all of the, I'm broken by the waves that have passed over me, that are crushing me, that have made me to somebody who's ugly. But Rabbi Shimon said, the Gemara in Sukkah, Yochel ani lifter is kol ha'olam kulay min hadin. The light of Imi Ilah, the light of Zohar HaKadosh can make exempt, can factor up every single one of us, the whole world from the Midas Hadin. And before Rabbi Shimon, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva fell into the world of Tohu, they didn't see the ISIS on their level, each one, the other. And the Gemara says there in Yavamas, Hoya Olam Shomen, the world was desolate. Ad Shabor Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Seinu, Shabadarim, Mishonah Lahem. Until Rabbi Akiva came to Rabbi Seinu, Shabadarim, and he gathered together five Talmidim. One gives in Chazal, seven. He gathered together five Talmidim. And the Gemara says, Vehaim, Reb Shimon was of course one of them. Vehaim, Haim, Hamidu, Taira, Ba'isa, Shah. Vehaim, Haim, Hamidu, Taira. They began to give over the Torah in a way, not just of words, but in the way of the Isis, the letters. Gal Einai, Gal Einai. Va'abita niflos, nofal ois mitarasach. So we're going to say, in a minute when I finish, we're going to say, the piyat, ba'yir chai nivshach l'shrach, ba'yir chai, yoyim ha-shevarachdav. The Maros Tzurim Shamanito Hashem Kanisa Hoycha V'Hadarecha, the cave of Rabbi Shimon. In that cave, Shom Kanisa Hoycha V'Hadarecha. In the Kisvei Hagra, is brought down from the Vilna Goyim. Shusha Genle. That a har, a mountain, is the mead of a zoch, a mashpi of a mir. A ma'ora, a cave, is the mida of a woman, is the mida, he says, of Ima Ilah, of the womb, of a cave, the womb of a mother. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that Reb Shimon Bar-Yochai, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon left the cave and locked by him. And they left with that koyach of what? Of Zohara Ima Ilah, the shining light of the Zohar. That comes out from that midah of the ma'ara, which is Ima Ilah. The ma'ara is the cave. And ma'ara is the Rosh Tevis, Moshe, Akiva, Rashbi, and Ha'ari. It says in Svarim. To be able to give over to the world that Hashem gave Rishus from Shemayim to give over Pnimius HaTorah, the Isis of Torah, the Torah of Ima Ilah. So we all go out. On this day, each person has the ability on this day to leave the Ma'ara. With the Hashpa of Rashbi of HaRashbi, Yushpa Shefer Rav, the Chol HaOlam. Even a Jew who's in the Madrega of Kishama Hashem, Kisnua Anoichi, Rabbi Shimon's name was Kishama Hashem, Kisnua Anoichi. There was a maaseh that I told to the shul I don't remember, maybe Slichas, it was on Yontif, 2 years ago maybe, 3 years ago. I know this chevra here that's from outside of the Smedrash. And it could be that others have heard this. But I said to my wife before we came that I have a hergish to share this with you. And for those of you who have heard it, it deserves to be heard again and again and again. A good chavra of mine recently wrote it up someplace. And I have a shus from the Baal Ma'aseh to give it over. I asked him at the time, and I wanted to share it for the Yom Tov. Many of us here are friends, Yedidim. I don't know who it could be. Michael's here. Maybe Michael's here. We have a tzaddik in our shul. Michael. Who's a soggy nohar who doesn't have the same eyes that we have. He doesn't see. And a few years ago, it was his mother's levaya in New Jersey. His mother levaya, and Michael called over this mice by his mother's levaya. He said that all the time that he was a child, he desperately wanted to be able to go to school on his own, because that would be a rite of passage. Obviously, his mother walked with him every day. He wasn't able to see. And his mother would always take him to school. He went to public school. And his mother would walk with him every day. And he would always ask his mother, I know the way. I know exactly how to go. And I'll be careful. And someone will cross the street with me. I want to be able to come to school by myself, not with my mother. She said the time will come. Not now, not now. Finally, he said it was the biggest day of his life. The biggest day of his life. His mother said, today, Michael, you can go to school yourself. And let's review the streets. Each street, the name of the street, you know where you're going and how far you have to walk and to go with a stick and to make sure that when you come to the end, you take somebody, you cross the street, make sure to be careful. And he said, I know exactly how long. He said, I've done this all the years, I'm going to be fine. And he said he was the proudest guy in the world. For the first time ever, he went out by himself into the world. He left the Ma'ara. He left his cave. All by himself. And he's going, and he knows he comes to the end of Maple. He makes a left over here, and this and that. Every street's Gavala. Perfect. He crosses, someone crosses into the next. And he gets to the block of school. He knows there, by school, there's a big wall or a fence. And he goes over there, and he feels that he knows he's in the right place. He's moving along, and he's heading towards the entrance from the fence into school. And there's a nice fellow, a guard or somebody that stands at the entrance greeting all the children every day. And he's so proud, he comes up to the gate over there. And the guard says, and Michael Levy, look at you. Wow. And then he says, and Mrs. Levy, how are you this morning? And all of a sudden, Michael says, he turns around and goes, Ma! And he says he hears the swoosh of a bicycle. Disappeared. Michael said, he said this at his mother's funeral. He says, Ma, I thought that you left me alone that day. And I learned that you never, ever, ever in my life left me alone. And I'm begging you that from the place you're in right now, you should also watch him and look after him. Hashem is both should help us. And the schus of every shim. They were also mugging along of his Torah. Protects us. The midah of Imeilah, the Shechina that looks after us, our mother. Yim ne'iras einein, hu yamlitz toiv ba'adein. Rabbi Shimon is always hu yamlitz toiv, the midah of Imeilah, yamlitz toiv ba'adein, adeinenu ba'yirchan, our master, our Rebbe, ba'yirchan, and you be zeichet as Hashem, each and every one of us, to be able next year, long before next year, but next year to be able to dance with the entire Jewish people. With all of Hashem's tired but beautiful Isis that have fallen. And who are going to be lifted up once again. And all of us are going to march together from Tveria to Meron with Mashiach Tzakenu
and march back to Yerushalayim, each one to find his or her place in the Sefer Torah of Hashem Yisbarach's Torah, Teiros Hashem Mashiach, with the Bula Hashem Amitis, and Hem Yamin Amen. Amen.
Good thing.